Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Luke Radowski, good friend of mine, lives up in New York. He's only 20 years old. He's been a 9/11 truth for several years, led huge demonstrations all over the country. Is out front ABC television studios in New York right now demonstrating for Rosie O'Donnell, who's gone public on 9/11. And we talked to Luke just a few minutes ago. Rosie O'Donnell's people have come out. They say that as soon as she's done with work inside the building, she is scheduled to come out anytime in the next hour to 2 hours and talk to the group. We also got word that some of the disinfo operatives, as usual, had shown up and were screaming and yelling and causing their normal problems. It's not going to work. You guys are failing. The truth is getting out. So we're going to get a report from Luke here in about 5 minutes on the other side of this first break on exactly when she's going to be coming out, or they know, and why they're there. And the reason this is important, again, is because if Rosie O'Donnell does anything, it's massive news. I mean, she's the queen of controversy, evidenced by the last month and a half of nonstop coverage of her and Donald Trump controversy, where she says he's basically bankrupt and he threatens to sue her. It's well known that Trump's way over-leveraged and been in trouble for years. But I guess when you're that wealthy, it's kind of hard to go bankrupt because you have so many assets, you can keep leveraging them. But the point is, that was big news. That's a petty news story. Who cares? The fact is, the mainstream media, now WorldNet Daily and the National Ledger and a few neoconish publications have attacked her, have talked about it. Limbaugh mentioned it. A few other national shows have mentioned it. But no mainline corporate-controlled ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox have covered it. You know Fox News would love to attack Rosie O'Donnell. They're not doing it. We're trying to force this into the mainstream consciousness. Now, they got video cameras out there rolling. I hope they've got them rolling right when she comes out. We need to get that video up immediately on YouTube, on the web, as soon as they get it. And Rosie O'Donnell saying what she wrote on her blog three separate times. Details about the controlled demolition of Building 7. Hyperlinks to all the facts. Cogent. Well-spoken. Focused. Then if we can get video of her, and I haven't really been working as hard as I could. I put in a call to Ebersol and a few others and talked to some people that know O'Donnell, but I haven't been even following up with phone calls I got back. I need to get on that and try to get O'Donnell on, but it looks like we're about to get what we want today. Cross your fingers, because this is basically a detonation cap. It's a detonator that ignites a larger explosive, and then that ignites a larger explosive in the info war. Just like Charlie Sheen was a very powerful detonator 1 year ago yesterday, that we can trace a long chain reaction to what we're seeing now with so many people, so many prominent Hollywood directors and stars and actors and actresses going public, leading now up to Rosie O'Donnell. And in this culture where folks are so obsessed with the petty, the inane, stardom, frankly, to have heavy hitter people going public is so integral to our information warfare operation against the globalist, against the crime syndicate that carried out the attacks on 9/11. In fact, I'm just curious, were you able to get a hold of Luke, John? You were able to get a hold of Luke, John? You got him on the phone right now. We're going to go to break in 30 seconds. We're going to come back with Luke, and we will get his analysis there outside ABC television studios on exactly when Rosie O'Donnell is going to come out. In fact, this is going to happen so spontaneously. It's like when we've had Governor Rick Perry just show up on the show, that he probably needs to have that phone continually rolling so we can get her on air immediately. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, during the last 3 minutes, I was talking to Luke Radowski. The police are all around him, cussing, telling him and a group of people that they can't be on the street of New York, that they don't have a First Amendment, and that to stop talking on the radio because that's recording the police. Yeah, you put your cameras up, you track, you trace us, but then when people call in to talk radio shows in America, you tell them turn their phones off. Well, Luke hadn't done that to these thugs. Luke Radowski, waiting for Rosie O'Donnell, who's scheduled to come out right now and has said to her representatives she will talk and that she'll come on the radio, that she'll talk on the cell phone, that she'll talk on video camera. Luke, you're surrounded by police. Tell us what's happening.
I mean, we're out here with about 20 individuals, you know, great citizens of New York City, activists out here trying to support Rosie O'Donnell. We were just harassed by the police officers. The police officers came out in droves. About four police cars just bum rushed us, trying to harass us. They detained me. They called me the so-called leader. I told everybody I'm not a leader. We're here just waiting for Rosie O'Donnell to come outside. We have signs saying, thank you, Rosie. Rosie's a true patriot. Rosie's a true American. And the cops are giving us a whole bunch of problems.
Here in the free country, it's like the Soviet Union where you're being harassed for having signs. Now, I've been in New York. Either the cops are nice or they're vicious, and I've just been walking down the street and with a video camera, and they run up and say you can't have a video camera, but they've got plenty of cameras.
Exactly.
On, plenty of cameras on us, Luke.
Exactly. These cops are extremely vicious. I mean, I have a camera right in every cop's face, and they tell me not to record them, but I tell them, we have every right to record. This is America, and we have the First Amendment, and we have every right to put a camera on there for legal purposes.
In fact,
and again, this police officer just lied to my face and said I have no right to record him. I have the whole conversation on tape, and it will be coming out soon.
Well, I've had them tell me that, too, in New York. I mean, imagine they put cameras and microphones up everywhere for us, and then they come get in your face and tell you turn your camera off.
Yeah, we're here by the ABC studios. There's cameras everywhere. There's security guards and police officers everywhere. We just want to come out here and show support. We were out here when the people were coming in, and everybody who came into the view today got a DVD of Terror Storm, Martial Law, Flyers, and a paper with Rosie O'Donnell's blog talking about Building 7 today.
Fantastic. So, again, repeat, what did you hand out today?
Terror Storm, Martial Law, and Loose Change. So everybody that came to see the view today.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this illustrates what's happened to our country. You're there trying 20 of you. It's her birthday, too. And then you've got police harassing you when you're just trying to meet with Rosie O'Donnell. Now, which one of her representatives told you that she'd be coming out after the taping, which ends somewhere right around now?
Somebody from the New York. There's people from the office and a few from the New York Post that just told us Rosie O'Donnell was coming outside just to see us. They said she made some statement today that the New York Post, that's why the New York Post is here, and they want to get us with Rosie O'Donnell here. And the guy from the New York Post
told
us.
Oh, my God. So they taped the view the day before. You're saying that she made some statement today. This is exclusive. Did the New York Post tell you what the statement was?
No, they didn't tell me what the statement is, but this is why the New York Post is here. That's what the New York Post tells me, and as long as they're not lying, it has to be true. Hold on, Luke.
It must have to do with 9/11 Truth if they want to get her with New York 9/11 Truth.
That's everything I'm getting from the New York Post guy. He's out here with a photographer, and as long as he's not lying, that's 100% true.
Looks like they're going to have trouble containing it, Luke.
They definitely will. They're trying to give us trouble here with the police. We will stand up. We have every right. We are citizens of New York, and we will not fall. We will always stand up, and we stand up for the truth.
Well, they know. They know. Guaranteed New York Intelligence Branch, which is basically CIA, knows that you're about to make major news with Rosie O'Donnell, and they're there to stop you.
Oh, they definitely do. They're here. They were here waiting for us, you know.
I'm told the police arrived right when, without saying his name, one of our favorite disinfo operatives popped up.
Yeah, that was a whole, you know, really negative situation. A lot of screaming and almost got everybody arrested.
Yeah, that's the plan. So we've got major provocateur actions by the space beam no plane crowd.
Yeah, you know, cops come and this gentleman starts screaming and screaming at these cops, you know. I'm trying to have a conversation with these police officers.
No, you got to be calm. Right. You got to be firm. You got to let them know you're in control. The minute you blow up, they win.
Yeah, we had to kick this gentleman out. We pushed him out the way, and you know, and then we just started having a conversation with these police officers and let them understand we're not doing anything illegal. This is America, and we have every right to do what we're doing.
Yeah, that one cop, I could hear him during the 3-minute break from 5 after to 8 after. I could hear him saying, "You don't record me. You're not allowed to record me." You know, trying to claim some law about recording. Hey, it's a public place. You're news gathering, and it's your First Amendment right. You're triple covered. Public place,
exactly.
News gathering, and it's First Amendment. If they go after your cameras and stuff, they are going to. It's a major legal action. New York is in court right now and just lost a case last year on taking people's cameras. You can't do it. This is America.
What I don't understand is the officer just called me over to this car, detained me, took my ID, questioned me about what I'm doing, and I told him I'm not doing anything against the law.
Look, your family. Luke, I mean, you were born in Poland. How old were you when your family fled from Poland?
I was about 10 years old when I came here, but my father came here during the 80s, and he fled from communism. I came here later on, but this is just as worse as martial law in Poland. I mean, this is sick and ridiculous, and we patriots have to stand up and make sure what happened in Poland doesn't happen here in America.
Well, we're not going to stand by and watch it. We're going to defeat them.
Exactly. That's what we're doing right here. We're standing up. We're fighting. We're not going to let them get to us, and we're going to expose 9/11 for what it is, and that's an inside job.
Now, Rosie is the New York Post said that she made some statement and that she's coming out. I wonder if they'll edit that out of The View when it airs tomorrow.
I heard from sources that they did edit her sometimes before, but she didn't make statements about 9/11. But again, anything can happen right now. I don't know. I know they're letting the people out to view right now. I'm here outside the main view.
I'm staying away
from the cops, and I'm here just waiting outside for Rosie to come out.
Well, even if they edit it, they're not going to be able to stop her coming out and talking to you if she's able to. They're not going to be, and I know how it works. They're going to have managers and people that handle her going, no, no, don't do it. I mean, same thing with Ebersol when she went public on The View, and then when she went public here on Genesis Communications with John Connor on his weekend show, they got, you know, really upset and really came down on Christine Ebersol and tried to scare her. But they're not going to be able to stop James Brolin, Charlie Sheen, David Lynch, all these other people. Dean Haglund, so many stars are now starting to go public. It's that exponential. Each person that goes public, it makes it that much safer for the next person to go public. And I'm telling you, folks, some of the biggest stars in Hollywood want to go public. Okay, they want to go public. They just don't have the courage of Charlie Sheen. And again, Charlie Sheen started this chain reaction. He just has no idea how thankful I am to him. And again, it's the courage. Do you have any comments about the one-year anniversary being yesterday of Charlie Sheen starting the domino effect?
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's coming out, and even though she's a celebrity, she reaches out to many people, and you know, her reaching out, her, you know, promoting Knowledge of the Truth is going to be a big success, and, you know, we're really winning this battle, and they can't contain us. They can't stop it. They can't.
They're not going to stop us. And Luke, you are flying down the shaft there in the canyons, going towards the exhaust port, and nothing's going to stop your InfoWar torpedoes, my friend. We are gonna bring down the New World Order. We're gonna blow their Death Star.
Another thing I wanted to share with you: we are here on ABC Studios. We just saw Al Sharpton. I ran up to him. I put a camera in his face, and I told Al Sharpton, 9/11's an inside job. What do you think about it?" And he just ignored it. He had this nasty look on his face, and he just walked in ABC Studios, ignored
well,
him.
Who's
he got on terrorist? Yes.
Well, listen, Luke, who's got those cameras? Because we need to get this up on YouTube tonight. We need to get articles.
I have a camera. Yeah, we're going to be editing the footage late tonight. We're going to be working on the footage, and it should be up tonight, tomorrow. We're going to get it up. We're going to get it up everywhere.
And tell them about your new website.
Our new website is wearechanged.org. Check us out at wearechanged.org. We just sent another press release.
There shouldn't be much editing, just the clip of Sharpton, the clip of the cops, you know, and the clip of Rosie if she comes out. Now they're letting people out of The View. They always have meetings after they let people out. But are people just now coming out?
I'm sorry. The cop's here. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go again.
What is the cop doing?
Cop's telling us we can't have our sign. Well, we can't have our sign. But hold on. All right. It's cool. I'm sorry, can you ask that question again?
Oh, I can hear him again. Well, why don't you get closer to Bozo so we can hear exactly what he's saying?
Well, he just stopped. He just came over and said we can't have any signs showing. And we're like, yes,
why
we
don't
can.
You tell him
stopped.
To move to Russia or China?
No, exactly.
He's making me
exactly.
sick.
Or communist Poland or in the 80s. In this
I mean, where does he think he lives? Who,
I don't know.
What makes him think he's God? I'm tired of it. Stop killing my country.
These guys do what they want here in New York City. As you know, I was a victim of police brutality myself. The cops here, there's some good, there's some bad, but these guys really give a bad name to the police officers in New York City.
Well, they back up the bad ones. They want them to be mean. They're still, I mean, they can't help the fact there's some good cops. But I've seen it for myself many times. It is disgusting. I haven't been treated like that in Nicaragua. I haven't been treated like that in southern Mexico. No, where have I been treated like dirt? In England, in Canada, and in the United States. That's where the people are pathetic, bug-eyed slaves.
In the supposed free countries. Right.
Luke, my comment to you was that you've got the people coming out. Now, you said the people are coming out of The View, the audience.
Yeah, the audience is coming out right now, and I heard from the New York Post, Rosie O'Donnell's coming out. So,
okay, we got to go to a four-minute break. Stay with us. Genesis, this is our network break. If she comes out, we're cutting out the ads. We have to do that. And it's network ads anyways. We'll just refill them for sponsors. I never do this. But stay there, Luke. I'll be talking to you continually. If Rosie comes out, we've got to capture this spontaneously. In fact, network, get another computer going. Make sure this is recorded during the break. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Here's the deal. We've talked to the New York Post reporter and others who won't come on air because obviously, you know, they don't want to get scooped or be, you know, quoted on radio. That's how they are. That, yes, that that they heard from inside the View that Rosie O'Donnell does plan to come out to the 9/11 Truth Group led by Luke, or Luke's out there. He's a leader whether he likes it or not. And that she should be coming out sometime in the next well, any time from now in the next hour, unless somebody convinces her not to do it. And that supposedly there's some new report also on her blog, and that she did make some statement inside The View, and that other reporters have shown up. And it looks like it's obviously associated with 9/11 Truth, but it looks like they're not going to be able to block this thing much longer. You know, Luke, it's very strange that she went public last Tuesday, last Friday, last Saturday, and 9/11 sites, I mean, the mainline 9/11 sites, would not cover it when we wrote articles about it. And I don't know why they, I mean, 9/11 sites, all of them, not just, you know, not just mainstream media, why wouldn't the 9/11 sites, do you think, pick up stories we wrote? I mean, are they just tired of us always getting the scoop? It's not about that. It's a fight together to survive. All I do is have everybody from 9/11 Truth on, all the groups, to try to promote it itself. I don't know why they, I mean, I think it was, frankly, just envious jealousy that we broke the story that she'd put it on her blog. I mean, who cares, Luke?
Yeah, I mean, it's really strange. I mean, the Truth Movement kind of, you know, washed it out just like the mainstream media did. And, you know, I think that may be because of egos, but, you know, we here in New York City, I don't even want to waste no time on these people. You know, if they want to be like that, then they'll be like that. But we're here with family members, rescue workers. We're here. We're doing it for the truth, not for money, not for egos. And we're doing it for the right reasons. I just wish people would understand that.
Well, absolutely. Now, who all is out there today of the 20 people or so that are there to show support to Rosie O'Donnell with this kind of spontaneous demonstration that you thought of a couple days ago?
We have a lot of great activists from New York, Not Living Truth, from Change, from even Truth Move, a lot of great, hard-working, dedicated people, about 20 of us. There's more of us later on. We're slowly, you know, getting smaller by the minute, but a lot of great people here. You know, we gave out, you know, hundreds of DVDs, hundreds of flyers, and this is something we've been doing for about 3 years, and we're going to continue doing it.
Well, we need to get people over there because you said about 20 now, more earlier. People have to come on lunch, then they have to leave. We need more people to get down there to ABC News Studios because you'll be there for at least another hour. Anybody who's nearby needs to get over there. Tell folks the location.
It's on 66th Street West by West End Avenue in New York City, Manhattan. 66th Street West, West End Avenue, ABC Studios. And we're here by the side entrance of The View by West 66th Street.
So that's pretty far north.
Yeah, that is pretty far north. It's all the way on the west side, 66th and West End Avenue, right by ABC Studios. There's a whole bunch of us. We have a big banner that says 9/11 is in this job. We have a couple signs that says, thank you, Rosie, for exposing 9/11. You know, Rosie's a patriot. We have a lot of 9/11 was an inside job, posters, signs, informational sheets. And, you know, we're really, you know, affecting a lot of people out here.
Do I hear another cop barking?
No, the cops stayed back, but there's two cop cars behind us, and they have their sirens on, and they have their light signals on, and they're just looking at us waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for. I don't know what they're doing, but they're very rude. They're just harassing us. We have everything on our footage. I will be releasing the footage either tonight or tomorrow, and it's really disgusting what these cops have been doing to
us. Yeah, don't wait, man. Dump that stuff on Raw. And just get it up on YouTube immediately. Are you going to upload it to YouTube or Google or something else?
Google, YouTube, whatever. I think Google, most likely.
Well, that's good because we've got our writer standing by. We're going to write a report about this right now that 9/11 truthers were basically harassed and told to turn their cameras off by police out there showing support for Rosie O'Donnell, that she's made some type of statement, that New York Post reporter won't go on record but did tell you guys that that it's some connection to 9/11 truth and she was going to come out and talk to you guys. Yeah, we don't know if that's going to happen. We're standing by to see if that happens because, again, it's going to be very newsworthy once we visually have her saying, not just on her blog three separate times, we have the media desperately trying to block this and ensure this doesn't break, because if this does break, it's going to be a major controversy and it's going to get a lot of attention to 9/11 truth, and a lot of people are going to think about inside job. A lot of tumblers are going to lock in place. A lot of light bulbs are going to go off above people's heads. 3 minute break. Murphy's Law says she'll come out right now. We'll see when we get back as we continue to talk to Luke, who's down there in New York City at ABC Studios. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are the websites. Your calls are coming up as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety, no surprise, the end.
I'll never look into your eyes again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you picture?
We're back live here. Yeah, he has specifically talked to the New York Post reporter who was in there and heard this, but you never know that's going to happen. But more often than not, this stuff does happen. So we're waiting to get breaking news, a statement from Rosie O'Donnell. They just let out about 15 minutes ago all of the studio audience of The View that they taped the day before. And then it'll probably take her 20, 30 minutes, bare minimum, to get out of the building, talking to different execs and different producers. And she's probably arguing with them about whether her statement will be edited or not. All sorts of things go on in those buildings. And we're trying to find out what the statement is, but we know it's associated with 9/11 Truth. We're trying to see if she will come out. Luke is out there, Luke Radowski, along with about 20 other people that were more earlier, but a lot of them are having to leave. The police have been harassing them, telling them to leave, telling them they can't have signs, telling them to turn their cameras off, telling them to get off the phone. And we're just waiting to see what develops here and see if we can catch Rosie O'Donnell live. This is perfect timing. And I would say that we will know by the end of this hour whether she's going to come out or not. The New York Post reporter also said there was something on her blog about how she supported the group that was saying they were going to come out and demonstrate in support of her, and then she was going to come out. We'll see if that indeed is the case. But there are reporters there that showed up right as their protests were starting. That's correct, Luke.
This is a cop.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the cop doing?
They just told us. Alex, you there?
Yes.
They're trying to get us to leave again. They just came into the ABC studio. They just told us to leave. We will not be leaving. We're staying here.
Who? No, wait. Let's be clear. What did the jackboot say?
He said, that's it. Party's over. Time to leave.
Now, did he come out of ABC Studios, or did he come up off the street?
He just walked out. He walked off the street, came to ABC Studios, came out, and now told us to leave.
So basically, because they're trying to get ABC to say you've got to leave, you tell them that you've been told by the reporters that Rosie's coming out to talk to you. They're there trying to stop this from breaking. They're there trying to stop her from going public.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. Exactly.
Tell me exactly what he said.
He said, that's it. Party's over. Rosie's not here. Get out of here. Party's over. That's all he said. And now cop car's pulling up here, and I don't know what the hell's going on. He has not talked to me directly. He's talking to the larger group. I'm staying away. And I don't know. We're staying here no matter what.
Luke, if you can, if you think it's advisable, you're there. You know better than I. Go up with the phone so we can hear this guy.
The cop just walked away. Now he's pulling up in his car. He got in his car. His car's pulling up alongside us right now. I'm going to go up right next to him, see if he says anything to me. I don't want to aggravate him.
Well, don't then. Don't.
Yeah, but he's here. I'm standing right by him. And the cop car's right behind me. And he just told me, party's over. Get out of here.
Let me hear him. Hold the phone up.
He just said that. He's not saying anything no more right now. He just said that he's in his cop car right now.
Notice it's all color of law. It's all intimidation. Get out of here. Yeah, I mean, just ordering people around, just bossing people around who don't know their rights. Well, you do know your rights, but they don't care. They've got a corrupt city that'll just pay out any amount of lawsuits. They don't care. This is the city where they rape people with toilet plungers for no reason. And it's just absolutely disgusting. They're trying to get you out of there before she comes out.
I think that's what they're doing. We're not moving. We're going to stay here. Cops just move alongside us.
What is the New York Post reporter still there?
New York Post reporter is still there. Yes, he is.
Yeah, notice he hasn't left. You tell him you're reporting for Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network, okay?
All right.
You tell him that you report for one of the biggest alternative radio shows, the biggest alternative radio shows in the country, and you do report for me routinely, Luke, and you explain to them you've got just as much right as that New York Post reporter. And I'm told there's other press there. What other press is there?
I just see a New York Post reporter here with us. That's all the press we have here. No other press.
Okay, earlier I heard somebody talking about some other press in the background. How many cameras do you have?
We have about 3 cameras. My battery just died when I was talking to the cop. We have 2 cameras. 2 cameras. We're still waiting. We're not moving. We're not going.
We've got to get you another camera. I mean, more batteries, my friend.
Oh, yeah, man. We got to. That definitely would be a lot of help. But, you know, we're not leaving. We're staying here. And no matter what happens, we're going to be out here. And, you know, whatever the police
want to
do.
And you know the folks good that have the other 2 cameras. Make sure they keep those on you. And make sure they save some for Rosie when if she comes out.
Of course. I'm here.
So let me get this straight. More cops have shown up now?
No. The same cops are still here. They just told us to leave. They got in the cop car. They're waiting for us to make a decision. And we're just staying here. We're not going to move.
Oh, wait. Did they say you better leave? We'll give you a few minutes. Or what did they say?
They just said, all right, party's over, leave. And they took their car and they parked their car right alongside of us. We're on the public sidewalk. They're on the street, and they just parked alongside of us.
Well, that's their excuse. They're going to claim the issue. This is what they tried on us every time I'm in New York. They're going to claim just by you talking on the street that you're blocking the street. But since the street isn't really blocked, they will block it to then say that you have blocked it.
Exactly. That's what they did before. They had about 4 cop cars
on the street blocking traffic. They're the ones blocking traffic, making a big scene out of everything. And they're the ones saying,
well, remember at Ground Zero, they make you, you know, keep like 50 feet wide on that giant sidewalk where it widens there right in front of the train station, and then they tell you you can't stand anywhere there because it blocks people walking when no one's there, and then the cops will block it and say, see, you're blocking people, and arrest you.
Yeah,
and engage
you? Yeah, go ahead.
Is he talking to you?
No, the cop's not talking to me. I'm outside waiting for Rosie. I'm still outside the ABC studios.
Yeah, you just tell him. You just tell him, Luke, and you make the decision for yourself if you want to go to jail. But it'll blow up in their face if they do. I'm not telling you what to do, but what I'm asking is, and obviously it's what you've already said you're going to do to me privately. Just stay there. You're a reporter for InfoWars. Just get over there by the New York Post writer and say, "Hey, I'm reporting for national radio, Alex Jones, Genesis Communications, right now."
Yeah, I'm not leaving, and, you know, I won't, you know, they can try to arrest me. I'm not doing anything illegal. I do not care. You know, they have no right to arrest me, so they shouldn't arrest me. But the cops here in New York City do what they want, and no matter what happens, I'm not leaving. They can arrest me. They can do what they want. I'm not leaving no matter what. They just detained my friend. He just detained another one of my friends, and he's taking his ID right now. The police officer, the NYPD police car is 1790 from the 20th precinct, just detained one of my friends for no reason, taking his ID, and he's taking all his information down right now. I don't know why he just did this without probable cause.
Well, they're trying to run off the final people to get a smaller number so they can do it in the dark, but it's already been done publicly. Did they go after the cameraman?
This is one of my cameramen.
Yeah, they're trying to shut your cameras down. Tell them, don't turn the cameras off. The minute you turn those cameras off, they're going to beat your heads off.
Exactly. We're not going to do that. We always have the cameras on no matter what. Battery's a little bit low, but, you know, I don't know what they're doing right now. It's really suspicious. They just stopped them without probable cause. I'm right by the police car right now with my friend, and I don't know why, but they're taking all this information down.
Can you, how far away are they from you?
A couple feet. I'm 2 feet away from the
Why don't you just walk over with the phone and just and don't get near the Lordship's godly space, but just get the phone angled his direction and then so we can hear it.
All right, hold on. Officer, can you just tell me why my friend's being detained? Why do you have to take information out? I know, officer, but I'm just saying he's a friend of mine. All right, sir.
You're being very nice, Luke, but it makes me really mad to hear you have to be nice to that guy who shows no respect to you.
I know. This
is what we turned into, just begging to this scum whose paychecks we pay. These. I never knew what black people meant by calling bad cops pigs, but now I know they're pig-like. They're big, rude hogs.
Not all cops are bad, but, you know, these guys really give the NYPD a bad name.
Exactly. I mean, good cops give cops a good name, but the other ones act them all hoggish.
You call somebody who's
rude and mean and domineering for no reason a pig. I mean, I've always heard that term, you know, that guy's a pig. Well, now I understand what it means.
Yeah, I mean, one of my best friends, Craig Bartmer, is a police officer, one of the rescue workers from Building 7.
Yeah,
he gives the NYPD a good name. These police officers from, you know, police car 1790, they're giving the NYPD a bad name. They're harassing us. You know, I just detained my friend. What did they ask you? He just took all his information.
Let me talk to your friend. Who's your friend? Hand him the phone.
My friend Ryan. He has a second camera. He's going to talk to you right now about the police stuff that just happened between him and Alex. Hi. Yeah, I'm out here just peacefully protesting out here in ABC. Officer came here.
Ryan, listen to me. You're out there news gathering. And it's your First Amendment right, and it's political news gathering even stronger. You are there news gathering just like that New York Post reporter.
That's right. That's right.
Is he talking to you again?
No. They pulled away. They're parked right next to us right now.
Okay, what did he say to you?
Basically, he's just asking for my information
For no reason. We're just here peacefully demonstrating.
Yeah, ask him to see your papers like it's Russia or Nazi Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
So, to find out if you had something so he could arrest you.
Looking at my information, looking at my ID, trying to find a reason to, detain us. The same officer, he's had a really bad attitude with us all day.
What's his badge number?
It is NYPD officer badge number 23611, Officer Hardy.
Okay, Officer Hardy. And this is disgusting, the things he's doing.
Yes.
Unbelievable. By the way, Woody Harrelson's father has died in prison, reported to be one of the main shooters of JFK. He was, Charles Harrelson, was in prison for shooting a federal judge from 400 yards away with a .243 in the neck. He was a top mafia hitman, has died in prison. I know, Woody, that's too bad to hear that happened. But Woody's hair catches on fire if you talk about his dad and JFK. All right, Ryan, anything else you want to tell us?
We just out here trying to spread the truth, and, we have law enforcement giving us problems. This officer, Hardy, badge number 23611, NYPD, has been had a bad attitude with us all day. He was ready to detain one of our fellow protesters, Nico Hopp, who was out here. He's out getting in several of our faces. Really unprovoked. We're out here. We're out here doing what we do every week. And these officers, I think it's maybe because we're in front of a sensitive target, ABC. They called the police.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for talking to us. I'm glad you didn't get arrested. Let's go ahead. Thank you. Let me go ahead and talk to Luke again.
All right.
Again,
yeah,
folks.
Alex?
Yes, Luke. Go ahead.
I'm right here. All right. I'm still waiting outside, no matter what.
Well, let me just go over this for people that just joined us. Recap why you're there, where you are, and why you're there today.
We are here by ABC Studios in New York City to do a public demonstration of support for Rosie O'Donnell and her courageous support of 9/11 Truth. We're out here with about 20 people, 20 New York City citizens representing New York 9/11 Truth and Change, trying to support Rosie O'Donnell. We gave out DVDs, we gave out flyers to everybody coming into the View to see the show. Everybody who came to see the View got a Terror Storm, got a Martial Law DVD, got a flyer. We heard Rosie O'Donnell's going to come outside. We're waiting outside right now for Rosie O'Donnell. We're being harassed drastically by the police department. The police department is taking all our information down independently and telling us not to film them. We are continuing to film them, and we will not stop here, and we will be here no matter what.
You know, that's incredible. Any demonstration, even mainstream groups biking for bicyclers' rights, have undercover FBI, this was in the news, CIA with the local police and intelligence units spying on them. They come out with the military and publicly videotape everybody. It's in my films. But then they don't want you putting cameras on them when you're at a news event. I mean,
yeah, there's even a video of a police officer on bikes during a mass bike demonstration here in New York City. That when the whole bicyclists get arrested, the one officer says he's on the job. There's actually a video of that, and they let these guys go. These are undercover detectives, peacefully, going, infiltrating police, peaceful movement, like the bike riding movement here, mass movement here in New York City.
No, I know, but did you know that there's actually a CIA liaison office with New York, Chicago, and L.A.? They were the pilot cities. Now Dallas just opened one, and that was being federally orchestrated under anti-terror funding?
And also in New York City, the NYPD has the NYPD Intelligence Unit,
yeah.
which was just started right after 9/11.
Yeah, that's what
by David Cohan.
Cohan,
the former deputy director of the CIA, David Cohan,
yeah.
He's helped running NYPD intelligence,
yeah.
And NYPD intelligence does a lot of harassing to us, too. They're also responsible for the Hercules teams and Gladio teams, police officers. They're the police officers with the M16s, with military armor on, that come and harass.
And notice they call them Gladio teams. And what
exactly
was Operation Gladio, a CIA terror op? Folks,
exactly.
I mean, I've been there and seen continuity of government, NORTHCOM colonels marching around with the police. They run the whole city. It's been rolled up by the feds. And that's why there's another big op. It'll probably be in New York because they've got total control there to carry out their ops and then run around posing as saviors. And I have no doubt that these are probably aren't even that bad of cops. They just have been told you're bad, and they've been told to go out there and get you, and that, and you know, then they're being brainwashed, and they don't even know about the intelligence unit. They don't know that it's been in the newspaper. It's CIA run. They don't know any of that. They've just been fed baloney. They're compartmentalized. Their children have no future. They have no future. They have no idea what they're doing to their country. I get mad at the cops when they're bullying you, but then I start pitying them because they have no idea what they're doing to their country.
They're just mindless dogs that don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're destroying the Constitution of the United States of America. In America, we have posse comitatus. I don't understand why the NYPD intelligence officers have to walk around with M16. And full military armor on, although, you know, scaring people here in New York City.
Well, it's all about scaring you. Stay there, Luke. I want to keep this going about 10, 15 minutes in the next hour. And then as soon as you hang up, she'll come walking out. But this is just absolutely amazing. Stay there. 3-minute break. We're going to come back with Luke in New York City. I'm Alex Jones. They're there. At ABC Studios to support Rosie O'Donnell, who we're told has made some big statement today on The View. We'll see if it's edited out.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Way up, way up, north to Alaska, go north.
All right, welcome back. During the break, the police started detaining more people. Representative of The View came out and said that Rosie had left at the police, basically, because of all the fracas. She didn't come out because of the police. That just happened. This reportedly have that on tape. Right now, there's a fracas with the police doing stuff. Let's go right back to Luke. Luke, what's going on?
Yes, my friend, my third friend who was just walking up the block got detained by another police car. Police number 1947, 20th Precinct, just stopped and detained him, took his ID without probable cause. I have no idea. They're looking at me. I'm recording them with the video camera right now.
Now, was your friend arriving or leaving?
My friend is leaving. He's on the corner. I don't know why they just detained him.
So what they're doing is they're waiting till you're alone. You guys have to leave together.
That's what we're doing right now. We're all gathering up together, and they're looking at me right now. I got the camera right in their face. Right in their face. I know they're not.
I mean, what is wrong with these people? They think it's the job in America of police to harass demonstrators and reporters?
Police officer just got out of his car. Hold on 1 second. Can I help you, sir? I'm all right, sir. Can I help you? I'm on national radio. Can I help you?
Oh, that's fine.
Yes. I'm just filming you. I'm on the street. I have every. I'm a,
I know you do.
I'm a reporter for GCN, for Alex Jones.
No.
Yes. Am I being detained, sir?
No.
Okay. All right, sir.
Thanks.
All right.
Well, that was a more reasonable cop. Is that a new cop?
Well, that's
all right.
I get your right to film.
All right.
Correct?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is, sir. All right.
Yeah, that was a more reasonable one. Is that a new cop?
Yes, it's a new cop. Badge number 11724, Nato.
Yeah, I mean, either I found the cops were all fans of the show. I mean, literally, we got video of this. We're down in New York at the last Ground Zero. They're, hey, Alex, like the show. Hey, buddy. And, or they just totally hated us. And it was about 20, 30% that hated us. But, yeah.
There you go. Thank you. All right. I just walked away. And I'm walking away right now from the police car. And, yeah, he just tried to stare me down. He just tried to intimidate me.
Oh, so he wasn't nice.
Huh?
So that cop, I mean, we're trying to be, I mean, give him the benefit of the doubt. He wasn't being nice?
He wasn't being nice. He stared me down. He looked me down. And I said, am I being detained? He said, no. I said, am I free to go? He said, yes. And he said, he has every right to question me. I just told him, well, you heard the conversation. I'm on speakerphone right now. He just heard him. I'm walking over right now from the police car. I don't know why he just stopped us. I don't know why he just detained us. He detained one of my friends, and he tried to intimidate me.
Okay. No. Well, then he's not a nice cop. I thought it was one of the nice ones. He sounded friendly. I guess he was being smart mouth.
Yeah, he saw me filming him, and he asked me why I was filming him. I told him I have every right to. I told him I'm on GCN. I'm a reporter.
No, I heard that part. I misheard him. I thought he said you have every right to film. I guess he said I have every right to question you.
Yes, he said he has every right to question him, and he says, I know that. I told him I have every right to film, and I'm recording him right now, and I'm not doing anything illegal. And they're still staring me down in the cop car. I don't know what the hell's going on. But this
Luke, how long are you planning to stay out there?
I don't know. As long as you want me out here, I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, this is a total police state here in New York City. You can't even have a camera and you get questioned. You can't even peacefully demonstrate and uphold the Constitution. This is really sick and disgusting.
It's the same thing in England, same thing in Canada. It's just, again, they want to put cameras everywhere on us, but don't you have one yourself?
Yeah, there's cameras all over ABC. All over the whole ABC building, there's cameras everywhere. The police have cars in their, have cameras in their cars, but yet we can't even record that for a reason.
Well, it's not going to work. It's not going to hold water. Luke, we've got a break. I just want to come back in for the next break, finish up talking to you. Then I'm going to cover news and take calls. But Rosie probably has left because of the big fracas. We will find out exactly what the new developments are. We'll see if they edited it on The View tomorrow. I'm going to work even harder to get a hold of Rosie O'Donnell or one of her associates to get them on the show. Luke, this video, again, will be out tonight. Give folks your website again.
WeAreChange.org.
WeAreChange.org. Stay there. 70-second break. Second hour will start. Folks, be sure and support us at InfoWars.com. Go visit the video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Join us in the InfoWar. Come in for the big win.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.